VP Church Synod Moderator for the Western Presbytery, Reverend Gabriel Akoli, has called on the Christian community to join forces in sanitizing the Ghanaian society of the high incidence of moral decay and corruption. This will help restore the dignity and fear of God the founding members of Christianity stood for. He said the best legacy to be preserved in honor and memory of these Christian missionaries whose fruits of salvation and education are being enjoyed today is for Christians to demonstrate dedication and integrity required as true stewards of God in transforming the society and promoting reconciliation. Reverend Akoli was speaking at the inauguration of Lawrence Wolfe Day at Pekki in the South Dainyi district of the Volta region. The day was instituted by the EP Church to be commemorated annually every third Sunday of November in memory of Lawrence Wolfe, who in 1847 led a team of missionaries from Germany to propagate the gospel in Ghana, then Gold Coast. We bring you the details.
The main purpose of the missionaries was to propagate the Christian religion in many parts of West Africa. On arrival in the country, Lawrence Wolfe and his team briefly stayed at the Christian Bock Castle, Osu, after which the then paramount chief of Pekki, Togbega Kojode, invited them through his son to promote Christianity and education in his area. However, few years into his missionary work, including establishment of churches and schools, Lawrence Wolfe died in 1851. The inaugural ceremony in his memory brought together representatives of local Council of Churches Constitution, the Christian Council of Ghana, as well as the Pentecostal and Charismatic Churches. Reverend Akoli, who performed the inaugural rite on behalf of the moderator of the General Assembly of the EP Church, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, denounced the adulteration of Christian worship in recent years, adding that the practice is a complete deviation from the true concept of Christianity. He paid glowing tribute to Lawrence Wolfe and his team of missionaries, Togbega Kojode and his son, Nyagamagu, describing them as men of valor.
That was the news desk report.